करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंघयते गिरिं यत्कृपातं वंदे श्रीगुरुं दीनतारिणं परमानंदमाधवं श्रीचैतन्येश्वरम्। हरे कृष्णा। सो विश यू ऑल अ वेरी हैप्पी राम नवमी। In fact, I'm not the right person to speak about Lord Ram because right from childhood, I've just seen the animated movie of Ramayana, but not read Ramayana any time. And even after coming to ISKCON, so not much we speak about Lord Ram except for Ram Navami. And another thing is, you know, Srila Prabhupada has not written commentary on this, so we also don't take that much of endeavor. We don't do that much of endeavor to, you know, read Ramayana. So, but one good thing is Srila Guru Maharaj speaks about Ramayana. He also says the same, and then he speaks Ramayana. So whatever I've heard, so I'll try to repeat that. So in Prabhupada terms, so when it comes to Lord and Lord's appearance, be it Ram Navami, be it Janmashtami, be it Balaram Jayanti, Gaur Purnima. So one thing Prabhupada always says is, Lord is not taking a birth like normal living entities. So when it comes to the Lord, Lord's birth is appearance and all his activities are divya. Janma kan karma chame divyam evam yoveti tatvataha tektva deham punar janma naiti mameti savarjuna. So this verse appears to be very nice and simple, but it's not so. Anyone who understands the birth, the activities of the Lord and other aspects that the Lord does, then the person is eligible to go back, come back to Godhead. And then Krishna says, once giving up this body, when the person comes back to me, he'll never come back to this material world. So if it was so simple, then you know, it would have been easy, at least for Indians, to go back, come back to Godhead. But this is about having, you know, literally that much of faith that Lord is not a normal living entity. So we have this tendency of analyzing the Lord's pastime or analyzing the Lord himself, and as we were discussing, bringing the Lord to our level and analyzing. So by this, it becomes very difficult for an ordinary man to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And how can we understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Only by the mercy of Sri Guru, and there is no other way. So when it comes to the Lord, he doesn't take birth like people in general. So we were not given an option or multiple options where you want to take birth, A, B, C, D, and we chose one. Obviously not. Because we were just pushed into some womb and we were not knowing also which womb that is. If given an option, we would have taken birth in some royal families and we would have enjoyed there. Obviously, we would have not become devotees. That's for sure. But we were not given option. And then we didn't choose a date to come out of the womb of mother. When the nature threw us, you know, from the womb of the mother, we came out. But when it comes to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he chooses his parents. He chooses the time. And the time also which he chooses, he'll make the constellations also ready. So it is described when Lord Krishna appeared. So at that time, it was pitch dark at that time. It was Ashtami. And it is also described that the signs were not proper and he appeared in a karagraha, jail. But when Lord was about to appear, the jail became, you know, effulgent, it became like a temple. And then even the constellation of stars, you know, it arranged itself in such a way that it becomes the most auspicious one, most auspicious one. And then all the demigods will come to receive the Lord and to worship him and so on and so forth. So all this happens when it comes to the Supreme Personality. And when he appears, he doesn't appear crying like normal human beings do. In fact, in this pastime of Krishna's appearance, so he appears in the four-handed form. So there, one speaker was commenting that, look at this, Lord is appearing in his full-fledged form, wearing his Pitambara Vastra, having four hands with Shankha Chakra Gada Padma. And, you know, he described the Vaijayanti Mala and other things. But then when it comes to us, did we even wear our undergarment while coming out? So there's a huge difference between the appearance of the Lord and appearance of normal human beings like us. And that's how the Lord's pastimes, you know, have to be understood. If we consider the Lord to be an ordinary human being, never ever will be able to understand how the 7-year-old boy picked up with his left hand, little finger, 7 days, 7 nights, a huge mountain, you know, which we struggle to do parikrama. So in this way, not only human beings, even Devi Devatas are bewildered when it comes to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Like in Krishna Leela, we see Brahma got bewildered. Even he came to test. And when it comes to Lord Ram's Leela, there was another personality who came down to test Lord Ram. Now this was during the time when Lord Ram's consort Sita was kidnapped by Ravan. And Lord Ram has started searching for Sita. And it is described that in Ramayana, there are 10 chapters which describe about Lord's crying and weeping, you know, for his consort. And then one thing we can understand, suppose if someone's wife is kidnapped. So he'll go around searching, he'll go to police station, he'll go to different people around, and he'll ask with a photo, did you see my wife, and so on and so forth. But when it comes to Lord Ram, this personality, you know, was asking stones and pebbles and trees and creepers and animals, did you see my wife? Do you know where did Sita go? And he's going around and searching. So now it's very difficult to understand this particular section. Because even if a normal human being, if he's attached to his wife, he'll go around searching and asking human beings. For sure he'll not go and ask some pebble and stone and trees and animals and dogs. Obviously not. But here we can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The way he does pastime, it bewilders a person. It's almost like in Hindi we call it a stri lampat vyakti, very much attached to a female. But we understand he's Atmaram. He's completely satisfied. He does not need anyone. In fact, when it comes to appearance of Brahma, he didn't take help of Lakshmi to give birth to Brahma. But here in this pastime, we see it is so difficult to understand how is it the Supreme Personality of Godhead is doing this. And so Kunti Maharani says, Maya Javanika Channam, and then it continues, next three lines, where she says that you have covered with your own Maya, Yoga Maya Shakti. It's very difficult to understand you. And you know who came to test Lord Ramchandra this time? Maya Shakti came to test him. Maya Devi herself, she came to test. Now, Lord Shiva and Parvati, they are sitting and they are discussing. And at that time, Lord Shiva is describing, you know, this beautiful pastime that is currently going on. And there, you know, he is pointing towards Lord Ram and he's saying, you know, look at the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he's doing this pastime. And then Maya Devi, she is like, but I don't think so that he's Supreme Personality of Godhead. If so, then why would he go mad like this, crying and asking stones and pebbles and trees and animals? If he is really Supreme Personality of Godhead, he's there in everyone's heart, he'll understand where his consort is, where she has been taken. He'll directly go to that place. He'll not behave like this mad person. So, convincing. He tried many times in Bhagavatam also, but many times he failed. Here also he tried convincing, but he failed. But then Maya Devi, she is saying that, okay, let me go and test him personally. Shiva was saying, see, don't do all this. You'll repent for this later. But then she was not listening. Then she went down. And then she went to that forest where Lord was crying and weeping around. And now her plan was, I will change my attire and I'll dress myself as Sita. And then as soon as this person, who is obviously an ordinary human being, he looks at me, he'll become very, very happy. He'll become very happy and then he'll come to me and then, you know, he'll say, where were you? I was searching for you. Finally, I found. And he'll be jubilant. He'll be very, very happy. This was the plan. Now she did all the makeup to become Sita. Not much makeup was needed there because Sita was dressed when she was there in the forest in a very, very simple dress. So she wore that. And it's not very difficult for Maya Shakti to do that. She dressed very nicely as Sita and she started walking from the opposite direction from where Lord was coming. Now Lord is walking from here and she is coming from there. And then Lord Ramchandra, he looked at the Sita, who is actually Maya Devi. And then first thing that he does, you know, looking at this duplicate Sita, is he pays obeisance. He pays obeisance and then he gets up, and first humiliating question that he asks to this lady or this personality was, "Oh Devi, why are you going around without your husband Shambhu in this dense forest?" Now this is a very humiliating question, you know, for a female, that you have left your husband and going around alone. This only demons do. So he says that, and now now she cannot speak anything. What will she say? What will she say? So she just somehow, you know, went from there with a very morose face. She understood the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In fact, to humiliate her more, he circumambulated her and then paid obeisance again, and then she left. Now what happened is, Lord Shiva was waiting under a tree, you know, for his wife. Now Lord Shiva, when she came, so Lord Shiva asked her, "Tell me in truth, what did you do?" And then he makes this point, "Tell me in truth, what did you do?" And then when it comes to, you know, Maya Devi, you know, she has done something. Husband had already said, "No, don't do this," but she has done this act. Now she was not understanding what to say. So only thing that she said was, now Lord Shiva had already meditated on the pastime, he got to know what happened. And he just wanted to check, you know, his truthfulness of his wife. So Maya Shakti, who was put in Maya by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, she said that I went there, and anyway, see, you paid obeisance from here. I actually wanted to go close and pay obeisance. So I went there, paid obeisance, and I came back. I didn't do anything. So in this way, if Maya Shakti gets in Maya, or she gets into Maya, what about ordinary human beings? And especially when we, you know, see such pastimes of Lord Ram, at least when it comes to Lord Krishna, you know, he again and again sets an example that I am Supreme Personality. He says also, "Matta parataram nanyat kinchid asti dhananjaya." But when it comes to Lord Ram, he is such an obedient son and a very, very amazing husband and such an amazing brother. And when he's, you know, having these normal dealings, it becomes very difficult for a person to understand. So before we get into the pastimes of Lord Ram, this has to be very clear, you know, for everyone, that he is not an ordinary human being. He is Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Brahma says, Rama Adi Murti Shukala Niyamena Tishthan, Ram Adi. So he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, no doubt about that. Getting into the advent of Lord Ram. So Dashrath Maharaj, who Dashrath basically means one who can drive the chariot in 10 directions, who had conquered the 10 directions. And his entire kingdom called Ayodhya was very, very happy. Very happy. Everything was there in the kingdom. In fact, it's described that no person was diseased there, and no person would starve, no person would feel a necessity of anything, because they were so self-satisfied. They had everything in the kingdom, everything. But Dashrath Maharaj, externally obviously, was happy. Many, many kings from all over the world would come and pay obeisance to the king of the world. But within his heart, he would always lament. He would always lament that he does not have a son who can carry on this kingdom, who can take forward this kingdom, who can protect this kingdom. And one fine day, he went to his guru, Vasishtha. And then he put forward, you know, his heart. He opened up his heart saying, "This is the problem that I am facing. I am not able to bear this pain anymore. Please help me. I want a son." And then, you know, there is a lot of other things, other details to it. And a sage called Rishyasringa was got from a place by tricking him. And then Rishyasringa came there, and there were other saints, other sages. So all of them, they did a very nice yagya. First they did Ashwamedha yagya. Almost it took 1 year for this Ashwamedha yagya to complete. And then they did Putra Kamishti yagya. Now this Putra Kamishti yagya, you know, in Treta Yuga was very much valid, wherein they summon the demigods, or summon the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and they offer, you know, oblations, and the expectation is that by doing this yagya, a putra will be born. And putra means putra, putra. So pu is a hell, and tra is trayate. So one who can deliver the forefathers from the hellish planet called pu. So that is putra. So that is putra kamishti yagya. So with this intention in the mind, all the sages, including the Guru Vasishtha, they all came together and did this yagya. And it is described that towards the end of the yajna, a very, very effulgent personality came out, you know, from the yajna. So at different places, different description is given about this personality. So at one place it is said that he was Agni himself. At the other place it is said, no, he was Vishnu Duta. But anyways, he was a very amazing personality who came out from the fire. Because only amazing personalities can come out of the fire. No one else can come. So he came out of the fire, and then a very important thing was there in his hand. The pot consisted of something which is very dear to our hearts also, sweet rice. Sweet rice was there in the pot. And this sweet rice was not an ordinary sweet rice. So this sweet rice was meant for the wives of Dasharath. And just by having the sweet rice, they will be begetting kids. And when we ate the sweet rice, so this is not for us, the sweet rice. So let's not, you know, let's the watering mouth stop. So this sweet rice, which was held in the hand of this amazing person, was given, you know, to the priest there. And he told that when this sweet rice will be given to the wives of Dasharath, they will be able to beget kids. And then that sweet rice was given to Dasharath Maharaj. Now all the three wives were called Kaushalya, Sumitra and Kaikeyi. All three were called. And Dasharath Maharaj, in front of them, he divided the sweet rice in certain ways. So he gave half the sweet rice to Kaushalya. Now we cannot ask this question to the speaker, why Dasharath Maharaj did that. We have directly asked Dasharath Maharaj. So he gave half of the sweet rice to Kaushalya. And then 1/4 of the remaining part, or half of the remaining part, was given to this. No, 1/8, sorry. 1/8 of the part was given to Kaikeyi. And then other 1/8, you know, was given to Sumitra. Now still there was some more that was left. After analyzing a lot, after looking at all the three wives, finally he gave it to Sumitra. Now we don't know what Dasharath Maharaj is thinking, so there is no question of analyzing here. Yes, he gave the sweet rice to everyone, and then, you know, within months of time, these jubilant personalities, or these effulgent personalities, became even more jubilant, because the Supreme Personality of God had manifested in the four forms in the three wombs of these amazing personalities. And when this happened, they were so blissful. They were so blissful. And when Dasharath Maharaj got to know that all three of his wives, he was jubilant. He couldn't control his happiness. And after the pregnancy of 12 months, Kaushalya gave 12 months. After the pregnancy of 12, because the Lord cannot just come like that. Even when it comes to Gauranga, it took, I think, 13 months. I think Krishna was okay. He came on time. But when it comes to Lord Ram, he took 12 months. And even other of his brothers, they took 12 months in the womb. And now they appeared after the 12 months. So first, Lord Ram appeared. And it's described that when Lord Ram appeared, there was a huge celebration. Not only on this earthly planet, in all the three worlds, there was a huge celebration. There were demigods coming in disguise to take darshan of the Lord. In fact, before that itself, there's a description where Lord Brahma comes, you know, to take darshan of the Lord in the womb and to take darshan of these amazing personalities, Dasharath Maharaj and Kaushalya and other wives. In fact, one of the poet, he says that I don't desire liberation. I don't desire anything. I just desire to take shelter of Nanda Maharaj, in whose courtyard the Supreme Personality of Godhead was performing the pastimes. That is the importance given to the parents of the Supreme Personality. And here we see Dasharath Maharaj. Dasharath Maharaj is that great personality who is going to father a child who is not an ordinary living entity, but the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And when Lord appeared, it is described that the rivers started flowing with clean waters, nectarian waters. All the birds and all the animals, they were very cheerful. And when it comes to the trees, all of them were giving beautiful flowers. And the trees became full of fruits all around. And it's described, even without any reason, everyone in the kingdom, even when they didn't get to know that Lord has appeared, all of them became very much jubilant. And their hearts were satisfied completely. All the sages in the forest around, they became very, very happy. They became very, very happy. And contrary to this was all the demons. Their hearts started beating very fast. They felt that something wrong is going to happen in their life. This is what they felt. So in this way we see, just by the appearance of Lord Ram or the appearance of the Supreme Personality, all these things happened. Now tell me, when we appeared, what happened? This is the difference between the normal human being and the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Hospital bill tension.
What is that?
Hospital bill tension.
Only thing that might have happened was our parents would have been tensed not to pay the hospital bills. Nothing else. Nothing else. And then after 2 days, it is described, Lakshman appeared or Bharat appeared, and after that, after 1 or 2 days, the other brothers appeared. And like this, all the 4 brothers were looking so beautiful, all of them appeared. And Dasharatha Maharaj was not having even 1 kid, 1 son, now has 4. Now you can imagine. Now you can imagine the happiness that Dasharatha Maharaj is going through. He was literally relishing the entire moment. And to celebrate that, it is described, he started giving charity. And this charity was not one day. Nowadays, if a child is born, max to max, 1 box of sweet they give. Laddu or jalebi, according to the gender and the distributes. Exactly. But here, yes, I've heard this. Laddu for, I think, son, and jalebi for a daughter. Anyway, we need not know. So he started giving charity, and now this charity is described. Huge charity this personality was giving. He was giving huge number of cows. And now these cows were having, like every other personality has done, the fathers of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The horns of the cows were plated with gold. The hoofs were plated with silver. And they were decorated very nicely with silken garments and beautiful garlands of not just flowers, but also of gold and silver. Now such cows were given in charity. And Dasharatha Maharaj was so happy, he just opened the treasury of the entire kingdom and he was giving whatever was coming in hand, he was just giving. And it was not one day, it is described, it went for 1 month. The celebration went for 1 month. And all of them, Dasharatha Maharaj and the 3 wives and all the citizens of the kingdom Ayodhya, they were so jubilant, so happy, everyone was celebrating. And the celebration went for 1 month completely. And who was seeing the celebration? Suryadev was seeing the celebration. Now what happened is, now if Suryadev has to see the celebration, then he can see only for 12 hours a day. What about the other 12 hours when he has to set? So it is described, Suryadev didn't set for 1 month in Ayodhya. So here Guru Maharaj is saying that now don't ask questions that what happened to the other side of the world. So he was there. He wanted to relish the entire celebration that was going on. He wanted to relish the entire celebration. And he was doing that. So in this way, the entire celebration continued for a long, long time. And then it is described how these personalities were looking. These personalities were looking very, very beautiful. When it comes to Lord Ramchandra, his complexion is described as very difficult to imagine. His complexion is described as dark, greenish and bluish. Now only I think we can take some colors and mix it and see if something comes out. But for sure, this transcendental color of transcendental personality cannot be imagined. So is transcendental. So is transcendental. And then it is described, his eyes he's called as Padmanayana. His eyes were beautiful like lotus petals. And then even in the childhood itself, he had broad shoulders. Obviously, he's taking a part of Kshatriya, taking the role of a Kshatriya. And then right from the time he was in cradle, he was sober. Very, very sober. There is one pastime where these kids were put in the cradle in the first few days. And these kids were profusely crying. All 4 of them, they started crying. And they were doing n number of things to do this, to make them stop crying. But they were not stopping to cry. When it comes to Gauranga, we know the formula. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. So this is the formula for Gauranga, for Nimaya. But when it comes to them, there's a different formula. Vashishta came and he looked, why these kids are crying. And then he said, actually, the kids are placed in the wrong cradle. So here, with Ram, Shatrughna is placed. And with Bharat, till now they're not named, but he said that. Yes, and Lakshman is placed here. So they have to be exchanged. As soon as Lord Ram was put with Lakshman and Bharat was put with Shatrughna, they were so blissful. They started smiling, looking at each other. This was the tight bonding which all of them had with each other, right from the time of birth. Right from the time of birth. And it is described all four kids were very, very sober. And their behavior right from the childhood was very, very sober. And when it comes to the pastimes, childhood pastimes, not much is given. But somehow from different places, we have devotees speaking. So, there's one pastime where Mother Kaushalya, she fed the Lord Ram and she put him in the cradle. And then she went to do the bhoga offering. And when it comes to Kaushalya, she had a very beautiful deity of Narayan whom she would worship. Even in Treta Yuga, when Yajna was there as prominent Yuga Dharma, but still deity worship was done and Narayan was worshipped. Especially in Kaushalya's palace, that was there. And she would go and she would offer daily the bhoga and aarti, etc., etc. So she went to do that. And after offering the bhoga, then she went to kitchen to do some work. The bhoga offering is still going on. So now she came back after some time. Then she saw in the altar that her son is sitting and eating the bhoga. Now she was, the first thing that came to her mind, this is Vatsalya Bhava, the first thing that came to her mind, maybe a demon had come and he has picked my son from the cradle and he has placed him in the altar and my son is doing this offense of eating the bhoga. Now she started contemplating on this. Then she looked him in the altar and then she went back to that place where he was put to sleep. And then she went to see and Lord was there in the cradle also. Then again she went back, he is there at that place as well. Now she is going to and fro. So like this the pastime continued. And finally there is a description where Lord manifested his wonderful form. And then he told Kaushalya that I am Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yes, and I have come for so and so reason and so on and so forth. Now you can imagine what bliss and happiness Kaushalya might have felt at that time. But then one thing that Lord Ram said was, don't reveal the secret to anyone. And obviously he did other pastime also by which he hid all the knowledge that he gave to Kaushalya. Because finally he wanted to relish that Vatsalya Bhava of Mother. In fact, it is described that when Mother Yashoda, she saw in the mouth of Krishna the entire universe, entire cosmic manifestation. So at that time, Shukadeva Goswami, he uses a word, Durgati. So when Krishna, and he closed his mouth and when he smiled, Mother Yashoda was saved from a big Durgati. What was that Durgati? Durgati was thinking the Lord to be the Lord. That was the Durgati. Thinking the Lord to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That was the Durgati. So here also we see that Kaushalya, Lord hid his opulence again and he manifested again his baby form in front of Kaushalya by which she again came to that motherly affection and then she started serving the Supreme Personality who was acting as a child of Mother Kaushalya. And then when it comes to the pastimes of Lord Ram. So right from childhood his pastimes were very, very sober. Very, very sober. He would call for a meeting of all the kids. Now when it comes to our Krishna, he calls for the meeting and the meeting is only for one reason. Planning how to go and steal butter from different houses of gopis. Now this personality, Lord Ram, he's so sober. He calls everyone and then the pastime that they play is, he becomes a king and there will be some thief and then there will be ministers and then they'll all sit there in the sabha and then Lord Ram will start talking about, okay, he has done this, so we should be punishing him like this. Now the citizens are going through this problem, we should do this. The enemies are going to come, so we should do this. So like this pastime will go on when it comes to Lord Ram. Right from the childhood, his sober pastimes. He never went around stealing something. He never went around stealing the clothes of the females and saying, I want to marry you or something like that. He was so sober. He and Lakshman, it is described, right from childhood, they would go around with a bow and the arrows in the quiver. They'll go around walking in the entire kingdom. And it is described that the entire Ayodhya will be jubilant looking at this beautiful scene of two brothers walking, you know, with their graceful, with their, you know, with so much of grace. So in this way we see that when it comes to Lord Ram, his sober behavior also included never to lie. And when it comes to our Lord, Lord Krishna, there was not even one day where he didn't lie. This is not in the description. And Lord Ram, he had so much of devotion to his parents. As soon as he will get up, the first thing, or obviously the first thing that would do is take bath and worship the Lord. And after that, immediately when the sun rises, he'll go to the palace or the place where their parents are staying. And the first thing that he would do is go and touch the feet of his parents, Dasharatha and Kaushalya. And the next thing that he would do is go to Vasishtha and touch his feet. So this was a sober behavior. This was a sober behavior of Lord Ram. So these are the childhood pastimes where we see that Lord Ram would exhibit wonderful qualities of adult in the childhood itself. Even when they would play, they would have different pastimes. Sometimes they would get into other play also, it is described. And never ever, even in the childhood, Lakshman went to the other party, the opposite party. Now, whenever we play, there are two teams. Maybe cricket, football, whatever it is. There are always two teams. Lakshman never went to the other team. Come what may, he would cry, but he would always remain with Lord Ram. And as a service, Bharat would take and he would be in the other team. Now, sometimes, Bharat would lose the game. So Lord Ram, he would somehow make a situation in such a way that he'll make sure Bharat wins and he'll go and tell Bharat, no, you are the winner. And Bharat would say, no, I just lost it. And Lord Ramchandra convincing him, no, you have won it. You have won it. So in this way, Lord Ram never wanted anyone to become sad because of him. And this is the reason that we see that all the citizens in Ayodhya, they'd be very, very happy with these kids, especially with Lord Ram. And it's also described that Lord Ram would never eat without his brothers. Never. It is described that even if he doesn't get to eat, he'll feed with the brothers very nicely. Nowadays, we see, when it comes to brothers of this age, they'll snatch from each other, hit each other and eat. But when it comes to Lord Ram, never, never. And Dasharatha Maharaj would be so happy, to see these kids. He would pick up Lord Ram. Especially when they're playing, he would call Lord Ram and other kids, because Dasharatha Maharaj had taken this vow, till my kids eat, he'll not eat. This is the devotee. This is a devotee who's taken a vow that till I offer bhoga, I'll not eat. So he used to call the kids, and especially he would pick up Lord Ram and keep him on his lap, and he would feed Lord Ram with his own hands. And at that time, Lord Ram would be a bit restless because he wanted to go and play with the other boys who are there outside. So somehow, he would finish. And now he cannot tell the father, stop this, I want to go there. He was an obedient son. He would just be there, act as the father wants him to act, and then immediately he'll go and play outside. So in this way we see that all these brothers, with time, they grew, and they were performing these wonderful pastimes. One incident, which is very, very famous. One very nice and a powerful sage, before he was the enemy of Vasishtha, who became friend later, Vishwamitra, he comes to the kingdom of Dasharatha. He comes to Ayodhya. And then when Vishwamitra comes, it is described that everyone, they stood up in the assembly, and even Vasishtha stood up, and they invited Vishwamitra. And Vishwamitra was very nicely received. Nice hospitality was done. And after that, as a Grihastha, this personality, Dasharatha, he wanted to give charity to Vishwamitra. And he said that, please ask me whatever you want and I promise I'll give you. Now this is a very bold statement that he made, which he'll be repenting for. And then when Vishwamitra, he came there and then he told Dasharatha that we are facing a huge problem in our ashram. And all the other sages in the forest around this kingdom, they're facing a lot of problem. And what is the problem? There are two demons, Marich and Subahu. They are coming and destroying our yagyas. We try to do yagya, and finally when the yagya is about to complete, at that time these demons will come and they'll pass stool and urine, and they will spoil the entire yagya. The entire sacrificial arena will be filled with stool and urine, and it will take long time to clean the same. and to start the yajna again. So we're facing a lot of problems. Please, please help us. We are not able to do our dharma, our duty as sages. Then, Dasharatha Maharaj, he said, what can we do? Please tell me. I'll surely do what you want. At that time, Vishwamitra, he said that, please send your son Lord Ram. No, he didn't say Lord. He said, please send your son Ram. He would take care of this. Now, as soon as Dasharatha heard this, he said, Ram is just 16. He's just 16. He has not even crossed his teens. He's not even trained, you know, for fighting. How can I send him? If you want, I will come. I'll come with one Akshaoni. Huge army, that is. One Akshaoni. I'll come and then, you know, we'll do the needful. But then, Vishwamitra was like, I don't want you. I want your son. And you have said, you know, whatever I have asked, you will give. But now Dasharatha Maharaj, with so much of parental affection, he said, that is true, but now this desire of yours cannot be fulfilled. I cannot give my son to you. And Vishwamitra really became very, very angry. Being a king, this is what is the principle that you're setting? This is what is the hospitality that you're doing? You gave a promise and then you're not fulfilling the promise. Never ever in the entire dynasty of Ikshvaku, any king did this to any sage. I curse that this entire kingdom will be ruined. Entire kingdom will be ruined. If you don't, he added a if also, if you don't give your son. At that time, Vashishtha came running there to Dasharatha and he said, look, Vishwamitra is very powerful. If he wanted, he would have killed the demons by himself. But now he wants your son Ram, just so that your son's glory will be spread in all the three worlds. And don't worry, Vishwamitra is very, very powerful. He will give the needful, whatever knowledge is needed to kill these demons, he will give. He'll give the weapons also, whatever weapons are needed. So don't worry about all this. You just send your son. And Lord Ram was summoned there. Dasharatha finally agreed. And Lord Ram is detached right from childhood. he was told that you have to go with Vishwamitra. He said, okay. he went and then, no, Lakshman is inseparable. He also started walking behind Lord Ram. So it is described that Vishwamitra started walking out of the kingdom and Lord Ram and this personality Lakshman, both of them are following. Now this description is very nice. This comes in Balkand, but we'll not get into it. It's huge. There's story inside a story inside a story. I mean pastime inside a pastime inside a pastime of different personalities. How Ganga manifested, then how Kartikeya manifested, and how different forests manifested, and so on and so forth. Few of them we'll try to see. So now, this entire team of Vishwamitra, Lord Ram and Lakshman, they are walking. Now Vishwamitra, he said that I have to give you something, a knowledge by which you'll be always youthful and you'll never get old and you'll be always blissful and satisfied. They were already, but Vishwamitra, just not to do a formality, he gave some mantras to them. There are some mantras there, some names are given. So he gave some mantras to them. And they heard those mantras and they practiced. And by which, they are already satisfied, they remained satisfied. And then after that, they came to a forest. Now they were walking, you know, from Ayodhya and they crossed a few rivers, whatever. Sarayu is one of the rivers, if I'm not wrong. And then they came to the southern bank of Ganga. When they came to the southern bank of Ganga, there was a dense forest. Huge, dense forest, inhabited. Not inhabited. No one was staying there. Now, the question that came to Lord Ram, I was very happy when I was reading that. Lord Ram, like an innocent child, he'll ask, what happened here? What happened there? Like Supreme Personality knows everything, but he wants his devotee to speak. And then he would ask, then he asks this question, what happened here? Why is this forest so, it's so ugly, so dense and so ugly? Why there's no one staying here? And then Vishwamitra narrates a pastime. He goes back. Nice story. He tells. He goes back to the pastime where Indra killed Vritrasur. From there he starts. When Indra killed Vritrasur, Indra had accumulated a lot of sins because of various acts that he did during this time. And this sin was deposited at various places. And one place is this, which you are seeing. But since Indra, he deposited his sins, at the same time, he gave a benediction that this place will be very, very opulent. Very, very opulent. So previously, this place which you are seeing, O Lord Ram, this place was very opulent and many people would stay here. till the point one demon is called Tataka, she came there. Then Lord Ram asked, how did she become a demon? And then he gets into another pastime from this pastime. Then he says that when it comes to Tataka, she was the daughter of a yaksha called Suketu. Now Suketu didn't have kids, so he did a lot of austerity. And he wanted a son, a powerful son. And Brahma came in front of him, he manifested his form, and he blessed Suketu, but not with a son, but a very powerful and a beautiful daughter. And her name was Tataka. And Tataka, she was begot and she was so beautiful. So Suketu, he got her married to a person called Sunda. And then through Sunda, she begot a child, a kid named Marij. Hope the names are clear. It's familiar. So once what happened is, there was some act which Sunda did, the husband of Tataka, and by which Agastya Muni, he got really angry and he killed Sunda on the spot by some mantras. Now Tataka and Marij, they became very angry on Agastya. To such an extent, they went to devour Agastya. They literally marched towards Agastya to devour him. But when they came forward with this intention, Agastya cursed both of them that you become Rakshasas. And that's how this beautiful lady, she became a Rakshasi, Tataka. And since Tataka is here in this forest, Vishwamitra continued, since Tataka is here in this forest, this entire forest has become really very deadly. No one dares to enter this forest. Anyone enters inside the forest, this female demoness or this demoness, she devours that person. She does Mahaprasada Govinde. She kills the person and eats him. So no one dares to enter here. And then Vishwamitra requests Ram that this is the first task for you. I want you to kill this demoness. Now Lord Ram, this guy started thinking, I've taken this incarnation, I have to kill this female demon. I have to kill a female. And then understanding the heart of Lord Ram, Vishwamitra said, see, don't worry. Don't think about that you're killing a female. She is a demoness and she's doing so much of atrocious activities all around. Think about Parshuram, what Parshuram did. Just because his father told he killed his own mother. And like this, few more examples are given which I'm not remembering. And then somehow Lord Ram, this inspiration was given. But still, Lord Ram was so sober that he'll never kill a female. Coming to Krishna Leela, when Putana entered the house of Nanda Maharaj, first thing that Krishna did was he closed his eyes. And here our Acharya's comment, why did he close his eyes? Lot of reasons are there, and one of the reasons is he started thinking, look at my fate. In previous incarnation when I came, I killed the first demon and she was a female. Again in this incarnation when I have come, the first person whom I am going to kill is a female. Look at my fate. What will people talk about me? With this intense meditation, Krishna closed his eyes and then he was thinking all this. Now when it comes to Lord Ram, so he took out his bow and he just twanged his bow. And just by twanging, there was a huge sound that was created. In the forest, the birds and all the animals, they went ithar and thither, and there's a huge commotion. And by hearing the sound, this demoness, Tataka, even she became agitated just by hearing the sound. And after hearing the sound, when she came out with so much of anger, she saw this beautiful personality standing there with a bow and an arrow. And then Lakshman was also there ready. Whatever Lord Ram would do, Lakshman would follow. He would be there. So both of them are standing. And Vishwamitra said, yes, she is the one. And then she came bouncing on Lord Ram. Lord Ram told Lakshman, see, I'm not going to kill this demon. She is a female. And then he said, I'm going to cut her limbs and I'm going to cut her ears and... No, so this is what is my plan and please help me out doing this. And this was the plan, the discussion happened. And then she has come to pounce on them. She has come to kill. And here, Lord Ram, he releases arrow. And the arrow cuts the hands of Tataka. And then Lakshman releases the arrow and he cuts the ears and the nose of Tartaga. But then she was a huge, powerful demoness. She created the entire atmosphere in such a way that the entire surrounding became very, very dusty. A dust storm came there and Lord Ram and Lakshman couldn't see what is happening. And then somehow they shot a lot of arrows and they could remove the dust. But then this demoness, she again showered stones, the rains of stones. Again with the arrows, Lord Ram broke all the stones. And then both of them are standing and doing this and Vishwamitra is looking at them and then he's saying, what are you doing? There's a wrong Murad that is going to come now. And in this she will become even more powerful without thinking twice that she is a female. Just shoot an arrow and kill her. Now with this, he removed a golden arrow. It is described. He removes a golden arrow from the quiver and then he looks at the demon and then he shoots the arrow. And the arrow enters or literally purchases inside the chest of this demoness. And what will be the result? She falls on the ground and she's dead. Completely dead. So at that time, when this happened, the female demoness was there, a female in the garb of a demon. So when she was killed, who was actually a threat to all the sages there, all the sages became very, very happy around that forest. And the demigods, they're always ready, with their instruments and flowers. They started showering flowers, and the Gandharvas, Napsara, they started doing the needful, and all of them were celebrating. All of them were celebrating. And then Lord Ram and Lakshman. Lord Ram, without any tinge of pride on the face, he was so satisfied and he was so happy. Without feeling a tinge of pride that he has killed. Now this is the first demon that he is killing in this incarnation. But still he is not feeling anything. Without any pride, he and Lakshman again put their bow back and the arrows in the quiver and they started walking with Vishwamitra. And Vishwamitra is taking them to the place. If I am not wrong, the ashram was called Siddhashram, where they were doing their yajnas. And that was the place where these demons would come. Marich, the son of Tataka, and Subahu, his associate. So both of them would come and they would urinate in the entire place. So here Guru Maharaj is explaining, don't know how much they'll be urinating, that they are spoiling the entire place. So the sages, they started doing the yajna. And Lord Ram and Lakshman were made to stand there as guards. And the sages were doing the yajna. Now all this is happening when Lord Ram is just 16. The sages were doing yajna and this was the sixth day. They were about to complete the yajna. And then towards the end, the fire literally blazed too much. And all the sages could understand, yes, these demons are going to come now. And then Vishwamitra, he gave a signal to Lord Ram and Lakshman. They're about to come. And both of them were ready. Both of them were ready again, with the bow and arrow. Ram is ready, Lakshman is also ready with the bow and arrow. And both of them, they saw the demons flying in the air and coming to the sacrificial arena to do this abominable act, the filthy act of passing stool and urine and putting blood and pus all over the sacrificial arena. So at that time, Lord Ram, he told Lakshman, this demon whose name is Marich, he's going to live a bit long, so I'm not going to kill him. So he just shot an arrow and then the arrow went, hit Marich, and Marich went 100 yojanas away and he fell in some ocean. And when it comes to Subahu, he just shot an arrow and Subahu was killed. So in this way, again when this act happened, so at that time, all the Devi Devatas from the top, they showered flowers and all the sages were so happy, so happy. And the sages were so pleased with Lord Ram and they were blessing Lord Ram for this wonderful act. And Lord Ram was very happy that the sages were happy. So in this way, we see that at the age of 16, obviously, when it comes to Supreme Personality, Prabhupada says, even when he's there in the cradle, he's Supreme Personality. And what to talk about the age of 16. So he did all these wonderful acts. Now, with a very humble mood, with a lot of humility, he, with folded hands, he talked to the sages. Lord Ram asks the sages, so hope I have done the service that was needed. So is there anything else that you want me to do? So at that time, the sages said that there is a huge sacrifice that is going to happen. a huge ceremony that is going to happen in Mithila. And in this place, there's a huge bow that is kept of Lord Shiva, and that is for display. And there's a lot of grand festival that is celebrated there. We want you to come with us to that place. And Lord Ram, he knows who is there in that place. He was happy. He was blissful. He, with Lakshman and the other sages, they started walking towards Mithila. Now, when they started walking towards Mithila, lot of things Lord was seeing, and Lord was asking, what happened here? What happened there? Now, tell me the history of Ganga. And it went on and on and on. And they finally came to one of the banks of the river, and they rested there that night, and they crossed the river. And Janak Maharaj was standing the other side of the river to receive this wonderful personality, Vishwamitra, and the sages. And he also saw the two other personalities whom he was not knowing who they are. And they asked Vishwamitra, who these personalities are. Then he said, they are the most powerful ones. They are the sons of Dasharatha. Then, oh, okay, that's really nice. Now please come. So they were invited and they were given places to stay. And a lot of other things happened there, like nice hospitality for all the sages, Vishwamitra and Lord Ram and Lakshman. So after all this, Janak Maharaj, he started narrating the pastime of his daughter. And he was a bit in anxiety. He said that when I was leveling the sacrificial arena, so at that time, a beautiful girl emerged from that place and I named her as Sita. And now, since she is such a wonderful girl, I want a match, a proper match for this girl. And now, for this, to get a proper match, I've organized a Swayamvar. But this Swayamvar is going on and on, because the challenge that I've kept here is very, very difficult to overcome. And the challenge is that here is Lord Shiva's bow, and that was a huge bow. The challenge is anyone who wants to marry Lord Goddess Sita, or Sita Devi, they have to lift this bow, string this bow. But here the problem that I'm facing, O sage, that none of the kings who are really very powerful are able to lift this bow. I'm really worried who will be marrying my daughter. And at that time, he requested Vishwamitra, can you please ask these wonderful, beautiful, handsome boys who have come here to lift and strung this bow of Lord Shiva? And if they do this, I'll give my daughter Sita in charity to these kids or these wonderful personalities. So that time, Lord Ram was asked by Vishwamitra to do this. And Lord Ram went there, and without any endeavor, he lifted that bow with the left hand. We say, bai hath ka khel, something like that. He lifted, he showed that, his supreme personality of Godhead. He lifted that huge bow, which no king was able to lift, and very easily lifted. And then he took the string and he started stringing the bow. And in that course of stringing the bow, he broke the bow. I can imagine the strength of Lord Ram. He lifted and he was so strong that with that stringing the bow, he broke the bow. And when the bow was broken, it is described that there was a huge sound in all the three worlds. In all the three worlds. Even Parshuram in Mandara Hills, he heard the sound of the bow breaking. And this sound was also was heard by Sita, who became very, very happy by hearing the sound. And when this happened, so at that time, Janak Maharaj was so happy. He told Lord Ram that I give you my daughter in charity and I request you, I beg you that please marry my daughter. Now this personality, Lord Ram, would not do anything without permission of his father. He said, I will marry only if my father gives the permission. Now Janak Maharaj, he told Vishwamitra, please do, please do something. At that time, a messenger was sent to Ayodhya, and there Dashrath Maharaj was told that this act has been done, and Janak Maharaj is very pleased with your son, Ram, and he wants to give his daughter in charity, and this daughter is filled with all the wonderful qualities, who is not different than Goddess of Fortune. And then when this was heard by Dashrath Maharaj, Dashrath Maharaj was so happy. He loaded lots and lots of wealth on huge chariots, and all of them they started for Janakpuri, which he was so happy. He received Dashrath Maharaj and all his entire team, we call it as Bharat in Hindi. So Bharat place was given for all these personalities to stay, and so much of hospitality. This hospitality is so nice, it is described that everyone was satisfied, including the animals and soldiers and others who were there, who came with Dashrath Maharaj. And then, with the permission of Dashrath Maharaj, there was a huge ceremony that was organized, and this ceremony was the marriage of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Ram, in this incarnation in Treta Yuga, with his eternal consort Sita, who is Goddess of Fortune. Huge marriage! Yeah, this was happening there. And this huge ceremony was organized, and it is described, people from all over, not only the world, from the three planetary systems, they were coming to witness this beautiful ceremony that was going to happen. And here, Lord Ram is looking into the eyes of Sita, and Sita is looking into the eyes of Lord Ram, and they both are celebrating with it. You can imagine this wonderful couple, eternal couple, coming back again together. And the ceremony proceeded. And in this, it is described that Vishwamitra, he inspired Janak Maharaj. You can give other daughter also to Lakshman. And then again he inspired, your cousin brother's daughters can also be given to Bharat and Shatrughna. And like this we see that in one, now this was not to save the money in marriage, which normal Indians do. There were four marriages happening in the same arena. And there was a huge celebration. And it's described that each one of them, Lord Ram was holding the hand of Sita. And similarly, the other couples were doing. And they circumambulated the sacrificial arena. And they circumambulated their parents. They circumambulated the guru. They took the blessings of each of them. And this is how the marriage ceremony was completed. And there's one ritual, looks like. So after the marriage, so if the husband has to go and see the wife, so the wives, you know, all sakhis, so they will do prank, you know, with the bridegroom. So now Sita was there in one of the palace, and Lord Ram wants to enter the palace, and all the sakhis are standing out. So now the sakhis, they told Lord Ram, if you want to enter this palace, then you have to worship the worshipable deity of Sita, and then only you can enter. So they had something in their hand which was covered with a red cloth. And they said that you have to worship this and then only you can enter the palace. Now Lord Ram, he was like, okay, whatever. And he knew how to worship and what to do. So he kept that thing or that deity which was covered with the red cloth as it is on a nice place. And he worshipped that beautiful cloth which was, the deity which was covered with the cloth with Shorsha Tupchar. With 16 paraphernalia. Very nicely he was worshipping, and all the sakhis are looking at him, and all of them are smiling and laughing. But Lord Ram was not disturbed by any of them. He was just doing whatever was told, because he wanted to see his beautiful concert. And then after the worship was done, at that time all the sakhis asked him, so do you know what is there in this red cloth? You worship with so much of awe and reverence and devotion. Do you know what is there in the red cloth? So it is described that Ravan was informed that your Kaal has appeared, and he was inspired by different personalities, go and kill him. So first time when Ravan came to the Ayodhya, it is described when he came to Ayodhya in disguise to kill this personality. So at that time he saw Lord Ram in the cradle, and then Lord Ram was crying. So he said, this personality can do nothing to me, and he left that place. And the multiple times this happened, and every time there was something that was happening, and Ravan would feel that this personality would never do, is not eligible to fight with me. And here it is described, again Ravan came and was peeping and seeing what is happening. And here the Sakhis asked Lord Ram, open this, open the red cloth and look at, take the darshan of the beautiful deity. And then when Lord Ram opened the cloth, it was actually the footwear of Sita Devi. It was the footwear of Sita Devi which Lord Ram was worshipping, and all the sakhis started laughing, and Ravan was looking and he said, this personality is not, for sure is not my Kaal, and he went. he went from there. Then this way, you know, huge ceremony happened and a lot of nice exchanges happened. And finally, all of them left for Ayodhya and they came to Ayodhya. Now a lot of things are there to discuss, so maybe I have to end here. It's already 9:40. Now when Sita came to Ayodhya, this is a very nice thing, you know, that we can understand Sita's chastity. When Sita came to Ayodhya, it is described that everyone knew that she was a Sukumari. Sukumari means very, very delicate, very, very delicate. Now, what the mother-in-laws did was to receive this beautiful daughter-in-law who is about to come. So they went ahead and they made a very nice pathway for kilometers together. And what was this pathway all about? The softest of the softest part of the lotus was taken, that is the middle part of the lotus, and that was put throughout the road from the place where she was going to get down and walk into the palace. So this entire place was covered with that beautiful soft part of the lotus, and it is described that it covered a long length. At the same time it was thick, huge. And then the mother-in-laws, they were waiting. Now her daughter-in-law is going to come and she'll walk on this. So the sight was very nice. All the people are waiting and they were watching. And finally the chariot came where Ram and Sita, they came in the chariot. And with the help of... And now Sita started walking on that beautiful, soft, very, very soft part of the road which was there. And it was there, you know, for a great distance, and she could see that. And Sita started walking. And then when she was walking, after coming, you know, to the middle part of the road, she fainted and Lord Ram held Sita. Now all the mother-in-laws, they came there and they asked, what happened? So Sita, she said, what you have put here is pricking my feet. This pricking my feet, I'm not able to walk here. Mother-in-law understood. She is Sukumari raised to many, many thousands of numbers. But then, one thing we have to understand here, you know, relating to this pastime is, well, Lord Ram was banished. It was not expected for Sita to go with Lord Ram. Not expected. But still, and Sita was knowing very well how much Sukumari she is. But still, she was so chaste to her husband and she loved her husband so much, so that even when she was not banished, she went and she said, even I will come with you. Lord Ram tried his best to convince that, no, you shouldn't come. You shouldn't come. What will your father think about me? That I've married a girl, you know, from such a luxurious place, who has been brought up in such a luxurious environment, and now she has been made to go through so much of austerities and penance. No. I'll not take you. But then Sita, she was so intense in her decision. She said, no, I will come. And Lord Ram finally said, no, you cannot come. And at that time, Sita started chastising Lord Ram. For this reason, you married me, to leave me here and go. And there's a lot of talk that is there, you know, between both of them. Very sweet. And at that time, finally, you know, seeing Sita Devi's intention and determination, Lord Ram decided, yes, you can come. Now, the scene which is really very intense and very painful is when Lord Ram was about to leave for the forest. Dashrath was already in a very pitiable state and Kaikeyi was, you know, very happy, and Kaushalya was in a pitiable state. So all of them were there in one of the place, and Lord Ram, Sita, they came. And now we can see Lakshman's devotion also. Nowhere, anywhere in the Shastra it is given that the brother has to accompany the elder brother anywhere where he goes. Nowhere. But still, Lakshman came with Lord Ram. And in fact, it's described that, see, the devotion of Lakshman. He started chastising Dashrath in front of Lord Ram. When he got to know that he has been banished to the forest, he started chastising that fool. Who is he to banish you? You just gave me permission, I'll go and kill him. And Lord Ram is, arey, baap hai hamara, wo is our father. Have some respect. He said, you're not doing anything like this. So, and a lot of things we can speak about Lakshman also. So Lakshman accompanied. And Lord Ram, he took the blessings of Dashrath Maharaj and Kaushalya. He circumambulated them. So Lakshman, Sita Devi and Ram, all of them are circumambulating these wonderful personalities standing there. And they took, and there Lord Ram said that I would request someone to get me the forest clothes made up of tree bark and deer skin. So that time, the shameless personality standing there, Kaikeyi, she said, I will get it. And she went there and she got clothes for Lord Ram and Lakshman and also Sita. Now it is described, Lord Ram and Lakshman were given the tree bark and the deer skin, and they were very tough guys. They were Kshatriyas, they were trained. So at this time, Lord was 27, it is described, he was 27. Very young in his youth. And then he wore the cloth that was given by Kaikeyi. Lakshman also wore. Sita was trying to wear the sari which was made up of kusha grass and tree bark. She was trying to wear the sari, but that was slipping from her body. There Vishwamitra was crying. He was crying and telling Kaikeyi that what sort of lady you are? At least you allow Sita to wear normal clothes and go.
Vashishta.
Yes, Vashishta said this. And at that time, Kaikeyi had no problem, but Sita, she was so intense in her decision of supporting the husband in all walks of life that she said, I will do what my husband is doing. And she wore that. There's a description given that how much Sita Devi was brought up in luxury. Sumantra, the minister, the chief minister of the kingdom, when he dropped Ram, Lakshman and Sita to one of the place, and when he was requested by Lord Ram that you go back and give the message that I've entered the forest, Kaikeyi will be happy. At the same time, the citizens will get to know that I'm safe, I'm doing well. So Sumantra, he was about to start from the place. So at that time, it is described that Sita looked at the luxurious chariot in which they came, and looking at the chariot going away from them, she started profusely crying. You can imagine how much Sita Devi, she was so delicate and she was so used to with all the luxury, but still, just to accompany her husband, she was there always. This is called bhakti. That come what may, I'll always be there with my Lord. My Lord is putting me in tests, I'll pass the tests. This is what is Sita Devi's mood. And when it comes to Lakshman, he is next level bhakta. Next level altogether. This personality, it is described, for 14 years he never slept. Oh, very difficult to imagine. At least for a person like me who needs a good amount of sleep.
At least no 2 hours in japa if you can.
14 years this person never slept. It is described that at night when Ram and Sita would go to sleep in their nice cottage which was again made by Lakshman, he would stand outside with the bow and arrow. Only thing that Lakshman would keep doing was just keep moving the bow and arrow, looking at all the directions. And he was with the mood that I will protect my Lord and my mother. And with this mood, he was always there protecting. Now when Ram was banished, now Bharat Maharaj was called, and a lot of things happens. Bharat Maharaj, he tells that, no, this was not what I desired, and he chastises Kaikeyi, and so many things happen there. And then Bharat finally decides, even when the entire kingdom was given to him, he decides, no, I'm not going to take the kingdom. I'm going to go and call Lord Ram back. Now, here we see how much Bharat Maharaj would love Lord Ram. There was no one in the entire place who would not love Lord Ram. When Lord Ram was banished, everyone was moving behind the chariot. And Lord Ram, he was so concerned about the people who were moving or who were coming behind the behind the fast-moving chariot, who were coming by walk. He was so concerned that he got down from the chariot and started walking so that these people can catch up with him. After moving certain distance, he said, no, you people go, you cannot come with me. But still people came there. And there was so much of agony in entire Ayodhya. It was almost like a deserted place, a bhoot bangla, literally like that. And no one was happy there. And Bharat was seeing all this and he was like, I cannot stay in this place and I cannot allow this place to be like this. And at that time, Bharat decided, with the permission of Vashishta, that all of us will go and get Ram back. And it is described that he came to a place where the Nishada king Guha was staying. And Guha hosted Lord Ram, Sita and Lakshman when they came there for one night. And Guha saw them in the forest attire. And he said, I'll give you all the luxury possible. You know, you can take rest in this luxury. But Ram said, no, I've taken a vow. I've taken a vow and I have to fulfill this vow of my father. And I'll be, you know, in the forest attire and I'll be taking these austerities. So he made nice kushagras bed for them. So Sita and Ram, they both laid down on the bed. Whereas Guha and Lakshman, they were awake. So when Bharat came to the same place, at that time Guha described that our Lord, Lord Ram, first question that Guha asked was so painful. He asked Bharat, have you come here searching for Lord Ram to kill him? And Bharat was in tears. He started crying like anything. Why you people are considering me like this? I've come here to take Lord Ram back. And there Guha tells Bharat that Lord Ram was dressed like this. Lord Ram asked for the sap of the tree and he applied on his hair and he made his hair matted. And at that time Bharat heard all this and it was so painful for his heart. He asked Guha, can you please provide the same gel that Lord Ram applied to his hair? He asked, because I cannot see the situation very serious, so I have to make it. So the same gel was got there. And then the same sort of cloth was got, and Bharat Maharaj, he dressed himself like that. You can see how much love Bharat Maharaj had. And then Bharat Maharaj, his entire team, you know, he went to another place, to the place where Lord Ram came, I think to the ashram of Bharadwaj. There also, the sage asked Bharat Maharaj the same question, have you come here to kill Ram? And Bharat, you can imagine this happened many, many times, and Bharat Maharaj is going crazy. Already he's lamenting that because of me, my elder brother has gone to the forest and he's suffering. And these people are asking the same question again and again. And Bharat Maharaj described, no, I've come here to take my Lord Ram back. And after all this, they got the address, Chitrakoot Ashram. And then all of them went to Chitrakoot Ashram. And then, now how to make out where they are? So, the only sign was the smoke coming from their hermitage. So all of them, they saw the smoke coming. Vashishtha said, yes, that is the place, so let's go. They all started going. Now you can imagine that a huge army was going with Lord Bharat. Vashishtha was there, the three mothers, they were there. And now Dasharath Maharaj already left the body. So Dasharath Maharaj is not there in the entire troop. So they started moving. And when they started moving in the forest, all the animals were going hither and thither. It was a commotion there. And at that time, Lord Ram said, go up the tree and see. To the Lakshman, he said, go up the tree and see what is happening. Then he said, there's a huge army coming. Lakshman will be always ready with the bow and arrow. We should be ready with our bow and arrow. There's a huge army coming to attack us. Then Lord Ram said, again, go and see the flag on the chariot. Who are they? Then he went up and then he saw the flag and said, Bharat is coming to kill us. Let's get ready. And then so now you can see here what was the reply of Lord Ram. Look at the reciprocation that Lord Ram, you know, does with his brothers. He had complete faith on Bharat Maharaj and he told Lakshman that Bharat is coming only for taking me back. So please be peaceful. Loosen your bow. Using the string on your bow. And then Lakshman did that. But Lakshman was very angry. Very angry, because he always felt it was because of Bharat that he has come. That they have been exiled. And then finally when Bharat Maharaj comes there, here we can see the bhakti of Bharat. There's a big youth sapta that is given in North India saying Ram Bharat Milap. And the huge discussion that happens. So just some glimpses of this. So when Bharat Maharaj came there, he's convincing Lord Ram, please come back. And various arguments that he places in front is that I will stay back on your behalf. You go and rule the kingdom. Ram is saying, no, you are the person who is supposed to rule the kingdom. You go and rule the kingdom. And there's an argument that is going on between the two brothers. And when all these things are happening, the sages are trying to convince, the saints are trying to convince, the guru is trying to convince. Lord Ram is not getting convinced. He said, no, I have to fulfill the vow of my father. And Bharat Maharaj is saying, if you don't come, I am also not going anywhere. I am staying here with you. Already, I am in my uniform. And in this way, Lord Ram was so stubborn with his decision. Bharat understood, this is not going to happen. And Bharat was already knowing this is what is the situation. So he had already got a pair of nice paduka made up of gold. And he gave it to Lord Ram and he said, please accept this paduka, please wear it. And please give it back to me. And then when the Padukas, Lord Ram wore the Paduka and it was given back to him. So Bharat Maharaj, you know what he did? He just took those Padukas on the head and he started walking with a very, very sad heart that I couldn't accomplish the mission that I came here for. And all the people, they started following Bharat Maharaj. And Bharat Maharaj, he said, I'm not going to enter the kingdom. I'll enter the kingdom only when my Lord comes. And he stayed outside the kingdom in a village. And he kept these Padukas on the throne. And then every single day, it is described, Bharat Maharaj would hold the umbrella on the Raja umbrella on this Padukas. And every single day he would fan with a chamar these Padukas. And every single day he would give the report of how the kingdom is being ruled to the Padukas of Lord Ram. This is the love that we see in these different personalities. And we can see that this personality, Lord Ram, appeared for all of us in this age of Kali, who is called as Sri Gauranga. So it's very difficult to relate with Lord Ram, but surely we can relate with Gauranga. So Gauranga has appeared for all of us, and he is not different than Ram. And Mahaprakash Nilay showed his form. Murari Gupta, when he came there, was not different than Hanuman. He blessed Murari Gupta and he told Murari, look behind. And he could see the tail coming out from him. And Murari looked at the tail and he fainted there. And then, Gauranga, he transformed himself into Ram. And there was his entire darbar there. And he shouted, you monkey, get up. Lakshman is lying there. And he's hurt. Go and get Jadi Bhuti. And then immediately, Murari Gupta, he got up. And he could see the beautiful form, his desired wealth of his heart, his worshipable Lord, Lord Ram, standing in front of him. And there was a huge discussion again that happened, and Lord Ram blessed Hanuman, who was there as Murari Gupta. So in this way we see Gauranga is non-different than Lord Ram. And it is also described that when it comes to the name of Lord Ram, it is very, very powerful. So now, we cannot discuss the entire pastime, but one thing that we can do is we can chant the holy names of the Lord. And here in Rama Raksha, this particular shloka, what is this called? Rama Raksha Sotra. So in that stotra, there are different shlokas which are given. And in that, there are few shlokas. One from, I have taken from Vishnu Sahasra Nam, which is very famous. Can we chant together? Rama Rama Rameti,
Rama Rama Rameti,
Rame Rame Manorame,
Rame Rame Manorame,
Sahasra Nama Tatulyam,
Sahasra Nama Tatulyam,
Rama Nama Varaname,
Rama Nama Varaname.
So here Shiva is telling Parvati, O fair faced one, O one who is always satisfied, my mind becomes very, very happy when I hear this name, Lord Ram. And one name of Lord Ram is equal to 1,000 names of Lord Vishnu. So that is the potency of Lord Ram's name. And then again, there's another shloka. This is also very nice, very, very rhyming. So we can repeat. Bharjanam bhava bijanam,
Arjanam
sukha sampadam,
Arjanam sukha sampadam,
Tarjanam yamadutanam,
Tarjanam yamadutanam,
Rama Rameti garjanam.
So
this shloka, this stotra, it says, Bharjanam bhava bijanam. Anyone who chants the name of Lord Ram, that person's bhava bija, that is the seed of this material existence, will be fried. Bharjanam bhava bijanam. Then it is said, Arjanam sukha sampadam. Anyone who chants the holy name of Lord Ram, that person will get immense bliss and happiness in his life. And finally, the last line says, Tarjanam yamadutanam. Anyone who chants the holy name of Lord Ram, never ever Yamadutas will come closer to that personality. In this way, we are so fortunate that Lord Gauranga gave us this Mahamantra where Ram comes four times. And all glories to Srila Prabhupada, who gave this Mahamantra all over the world. And everyone is chanting. And now Yamaraj has no option but to run away. This shloka is very clear. So this Mahamantra is life and soul for all of us. And this Ram appearing in the Mahamantra can also be said that it talks about Lord Ramchandra. So with this, I would like to stop here. can we do some bhajan? I had the
Dashavatara Stotra.
And before that, Loknath Maharaj sings one nice bhajan. You can sing that. So we'll be chanting Ramachandra Raghu Veera, Ramachandra Ranadhira. Ramachandra Raghunatha, Ramachandra Jagannatha. Ramachandra Mama Bandhu, Ramachandra Daya Sindhu. So these are the three lines, you know, which are chanted. And very apt, you know, for this personality, very sober personality, Lord Ram.
Ramachandra Raghuveera, Ramachandra Ranadheera, Ramachandra Raghuveera, Ramachandra
Ramachandra Ranadheera.
जगद्गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की निताई गौर प्रेम।